Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Excited to hear about this book. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, today I'm reviewing Sea State by Tabitha Lasley, and it's a really interesting, I would call it more a memoir than like journalism. It follows this woman who leaves her job in London at this woman's magazine, and she leaves this horrible relationship, and she feels, I think, unfulfilled by both her relationship and her work. And tries to look for something that feels closer to home, and decides that she wants to interview workers, oil rig workers in Aberdeen.
True.
Which is like a really cold, hostile town. And she describes it as people describing London as being unfriendly, but Aberdeen is like so much pricklier.
Nice. Yeah. Getting a good picture of it in my head.
Yeah,
and great with some hearty accents as well.
Yep, hearty accents, men with a lot of cash to burn. So something that I didn't realise that she mentions in the book is that Aberdeen is one of Europe's oil capitals, this tiny town in Scotland where these men have like are away from their families for months at a time, and she becomes really interested in the specific male isolation that they experience. What happens to men when they are only surrounded by other men?
That's really interesting.
It's really interesting. It's just as it's like just as you sort of imagine that this hypermasculinity plays out. You know, there's constantly pub brawls and fights and affairs, and all of these young men who are in this like really intense work environment and then so free to do what they want. They become really involved in drugs, in drinking. It sounds to me like maybe a quite scary environment for like a young single woman.
As a sort of like to set herself up as a journalist in that space, it would be quite terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's giving me like adult Lord of the Flies kind of a vibe going on. Yeah.
It kind of is. Like, she talks about how brazenly some of these men will like boast, and like the kind of fervor of coming just off of one of these rigs, and for their like after their first few pints, like smashing people's heads in with bottles, which is like,
oh my god, terrifying. Is this written from her perspective? Is she the woman?
Or
is it right? Okay.
It's written from her perspective, which is a tiny bit of a shame because you get so many interesting glimpses into like the psyche, what happens to the psychology of these men. But it's a little bit fleeting. So she does end up having an affair actually really just from the get-go of like getting to Aberdeen. She becomes involved with this married man named Caden, and a lot of her observations do become part and parcel with like her romance with like this masculine culture. And it's like also very much a look at what happens to women when they leave a relationship, when they feel that they are losing a sense of identity, and how you know, these powerful masculine men can like fill hurt for her a hole.
That's so interesting. It sounds like a really interesting book. As you say, maybe a little bit flawed in its writing, but still worth reading, you reckon?
Yeah, I think definitely still really worth reading. Especially just for the insight of what these men go through, and you feel equal parts, like, you know, a little bit scared of them, but then also really sorry for them when you read about like how horribly they're treated on these rigs. The number of suicides on those rigs a year. It's when you read it, I think it's really hard to imagine that people could, these kind of environments could be legal.
Yeah, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Remind us of the name of the book again and who wrote it.
It's Sea State and the author's Tabitha Lasley, and it's $33 at any good bookstore.
It sounds like a great read. It sounds like a really interesting insight into a whole different world.
Yeah.
Totally different world. Thank you so much for bringing it in, Suri.
Thank you, Rachel.
Have a lovely rest of your week.
You do.
That was Loose Reads.